Metropolitan Isaiah is not mincing words.
And it is the will of God for this parish to be in existence. There was too much negativity, which is not normal in an Orthodox Christian setting.
The spiritual leader of local Greek Orthodox Christians was in town to lead the divine liturgy at the Greek Orthodox Mission Parish of Utah in Cottonwood Heights.
I say it honestly, and God is my witness, I have nothing against anyone in Holy Trinity or Prophet Elias who may have said anything against me, and they said a lot of things against me.
About 2 years ago, fighting over clergy salaries and lay leadership prompted Isaiah to order his clergy not to celebrate the Divine Liturgy until conflicts were resolved, although he says he values the work of the laity.
The priest is the spiritual head, and without the priest, you don't have a church anymore, you have a club.
Last year, Isaiah gave his blessing to about 100 parishioners to start a third church.
It's clearly the hand of God that's been with us to see this kind of thing happen in such a short time.
In April, the mission moved into a rented space at St. Thomas More Roman Catholic Church in Cottonwood Heights. Parishioners converted it from a storage room to a chapel.
We are the third parish. There is no sense of impermanence whatsoever.
Parishioners at the Greek Orthodox Mission still have family and friends at the other two parishes, but they say all sides are working toward forgiveness.
And I think that there's plenty of opportunity for other parishes throughout all of Utah.
Metropolitan Isaiah hopes to assign a full-time priest and also a patron saint to this new mission in the near future. Peter Seymour, KSL 5 News.